Above him, 12 feet overhead, Teddy Bloat is about to fall out of the minstrel's gallery, having chosen to collapse just at the spot where somebody in a grandiose fit, weeks before, had kicked out two of the ebony balusters. Now in his stupor, Bloat has been inching through the opening, head, arms and torso, until all that's keeping him up there is an empty champagne split in his hip pocket that's got hooked somehow. By now, Pirate has managed to sit up on his narrow bachelor bed and blink about. How awful. How bloody awful. Above him, he hears cloth rip. The special operations executive has trained him to fast responses. He leaps off of the cot and kicks it, rolling on its casters in Bloat's direction. Bloat, plummeting, hits square amidships with a great strum of bed springs. One of the legs collapses. Good morning, notes Pirate. Bloat smiles briefly and goes back to sleep, snuggling well into Pirate's blanket. Bloat is one of the co-tenants of the place, a maze net erected last century, not far from the Chelsea embankment by Croydon Throsp, an acquaintance of the Rossettis who wore hair smocks and liked to cultivate pharmaceutical plants up on the roof. A tradition young Osby Feel has lately revived. A few of them hardy enough to survive fogs and frosts, but most returning as fragments of peculiar alkaloids to rooftop earth, along with manure from a trio of prize Wessex saddleback sows quartered there by Throsp's successor. Dead leaves off many decorative trees transplanted to the roof by later tenants, and the odd, unstomachable meal thrown or vomited there by this or that sensitive epicurean, all got scumbled together, eventually, by the knives of the seasons, to an impasto feet thick of unbelievable black topsoil in which anything could grow, not the least being bananas. Pirate, driven to despair by the war-torn banana shortage, decided to build a glass hothouse on the roof and persuade a friend who flew the Rio to Ascension to Fort Lamy Run to pinch him a sapling banana tree or two in exchange for a German camera, should Pirate happen across one in his next mission by parachute. Pirate has become famous for his banana breakfasts. Messmates throng here from all over England, even some who are allergic or outright hostile to bananas, just to watch for the politics of bacteria. The soil stringing of rings and chains in nets only God can tell the meshes of, having seen the fruit thrive often to lengths of a foot and a half, yes, amazing, but true. Pirate in the lavatory stands pissing without a thought in his head. Then he threads himself into a wool robe he wears inside out so as to keep his cigarette pocket hidden, not that this works too well, and circling the warm bodies of friends makes his way to French windows, slides outside into the cold, groans as it hits the fillings in his teeth, climbs a spiral ladder ringing to the roof garden and stands for a bit watching the river. The sun is still below the horizon. The day feels like rain, but for now the air is uncommonly clear. The great power station and the gasworks beyond stand precisely. Crystals grown in morning's beaker, stacks, vents, towers plumbing gnarled emissions of steam and smoke. Ah! Pirate in a voiceless roar, watching his breath slip away over the parapets. Rooftops dance in the morning, his giant bananas cluster radiant yellow, humid green. His companions below dream, drooling of a banana breakfast. This well-scrubbed day ought to be no worse than any... will it? Far to the east, down in the pink sky, something has just sparked very brightly. A new star, nothing less noticeable. He leans on the parapet to watch. The brilliant point has already become a short vertical white line. It must be somewhere out over the North Sea, at least that far. Ice fields below in a cold smear of sun. What is it? Nothing like this ever happens, but Pirate knows it after all. He has seen it in a film, just in the last fortnight. It's a vapour trail, already a finger's width higher now, but not from an airplane. Airplanes are not launched vertically. This is the new and still most secret German rocket bomb. Incoming mail. Did he whisper that, or only think it? He tightens the ragged belt of his robe. Well, the range of these things is supposed to be over 200 miles. You can't see a vapour trail 200 miles now, can you? Oh, yes. Around the curve of the earth, farther east, the sun over there, just risen over in Holland, is striking the rocket's exhaust, drops and crystals making them blaze clear across the sea. The white line abruptly has stopped its climb. That would be fuel cut-off, end of burning, what's their word? Brennschluss. We don't have one, or else it's classified. the bottom of the line, the original star, has already begun to vanish in red daybreak, but the rocket will be here before Pyrrha sees the sunrise. The trail, smudged, slightly torn in two or three directions, hangs in the sky. Already the rocket, gone pure ballistic, has risen higher, but invisible now.